Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. The best way to pick up the Animal World stream is to go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you can check out all the great stories and photos and so forth that I post. Try to keep it all positive. Every once in a while, we've got an alert or a recall. But, gee, I mean, I hope I don't jinx us, but I'll say we haven't had one of those for a while. Some really cute stories up there. And, the latest ones. It's a guy playing his harmonica in a park. And two Canadian geese are enthralled. And so they come and they're standing there right up in the guy's face while he's playing the harmonica and they're honking along. So go watch it and turn the volume up because it's very, very cute. Wild geese love the harmonica, apparently, and this guy. So anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it's Healing Sunday. And really, that means best bioenergetic synchronization technique. Neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. So Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here now. He's here in spirit because he's zooming in from Idaho. Linda Rasmussen is here in the studio. And if I sound a little weird, it's probably because being in the studio isn't my safe automatic pilot place anymore. I just realized, you know, I don't come into the studio that much anymore. And so it's, I'm really having to pay attention and it's kind of a little strange. And the kid in me is very excited because I'm actually seeing people for the first time in a while. And speaking of that, across the desk from me, keeping everything running smoothly, we hope, in this Mercury retrograde edition would be, and obviously he can't have been working inside on his condo all that long because you can tell this boy's been out in the sunshine. Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Actually, getting out in the sunshine comes later this evening and then through tomorrow and Tuesday as well. I can't really think of anything I've been doing other than just sitting outside and maybe having a cup of coffee to have some sun. So,
well,
I don't
but
know.
You
I guess
look
must
like you've
be
not,
drinking
Linda,
a lot of coffee.
Doesn't he look like he's been in the sun? And
it's funny, everybody keeps saying that.
He's
to
more
me.
Red than white now. I mean, because he's not brown. I mean, you look like you've been in the sun a lot. Actually,
that is strange.
From what I. But, yeah, so, okay. And then, so, the other wonderful thing is there's somebody hanging out in the moodlit studio through the glass. And oh gosh, it's Stacy is here. Stacy Buck is here, our Animal World call screener. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
Yeah, it's so good to see you in person.
Yeah, it's nice to be back here. It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. So Dr. Nels is here on Zoom. Hi, Dr. Nels.
Hey there.
Linda Rasmussen is here. Hi, Linda. All right. Hi. Okay. We are all here. So, first of all, I was going to say, welcome to Animal World on this glorious, cool, cloudy, almost drizzly Sunday morning. I can't tell. I mean, I have trouble believing it, but I'm just so glad to look out the window and not see the sun. Go out and it's on the cool side. I actually had to turn my windshield wiper, you know, do a back and forth quick swipe 3 times on the way driving down here because the fog and the clouds are enough. There's enough moisture that, you know, dotted up my windshield. So it's like, oh, gosh, maybe we'll even get some rain. So anyway, today is, oh, no. Oh, can you believe I say that? I looked over my shoulder and out the window looking west. And there's blue sky. That's what the oh no is all about. It's like, okay, I'm ready for the clouds and rain, folks. But it actually is getting a little nicer out there, and there's some blue sky coming up from the south. So, Nathan, how's our weather looking? I think we're staying in the cooler department, aren't we, for the week? So
yeah,
I'm gonna
it's gonna be a happy camper. Below 80 degrees looks like all week long, so no sign of rain or anything, just kind of mostly cloudy, partly sunny skies.
Now, they've had a possible drizzle on the weather report a couple of times this week. It was like Wednesday and Thursday. First, last night it was like Tuesday, Wednesday, but they had a little possible drizzle. You're not seeing that, though?
The only one I'm seeing is actually on Saturday, where it says a slight chance of rain, but mostly cloudy otherwise.
Okay.
So pretty just kind of normal, boring stuff. Nothing to talk about.
Well, I
that kind of boring.
Finally had to turn my drip line on my Primadalis because it's just so dry. And I was hoping I'd be able to turn it off because there's going to be some rain, but maybe not. So it's on the cloudy side over here, Dr. Nels. What's happening over in Idaho? Are you still roasty toasty, or what's going on?
Yeah, we've been having lovely weather in the 80s. Just a little bit hot for working outside at the heat of the day, but somehow I managed to find shade and do things outside. But because it's drier here, when it's in the upper 80s, it's more like over there when it's in the upper 70s. So it's
well, and it seems to me
quite tolerable and enjoyable.
Yeah, in the recent last couple of weeks, you and I were communicating, but at the time it was over 100 degrees there, and you were outside and said you were just fine. You were out working.
Yeah.
So even over 100, you're able to carry on, huh?
If I can find shade where, because we have kind of hills and trees and stuff around, it's often not too hard to find some shade and get some things done outside. When you're in the direct sun, that 100 with direct sun is just too much. You gotta hide.
Yeah, well, I can definitely relate to that. But it does seem that it's drier over there than here, right? A drier heat.
Lower humidity.
And that makes a big difference. It has really been, have y'all been feeling the humidity around here? It's been seeming really humid to me.
I haven't noticed.
You haven't noticed, Linda?
No.
Maybe late in the late afternoon, like when I'm leaving work, 5:36, it seems.
All right.
A little humid, but.
Okay, well, I guess we're all good on the weather department. I mean, the other things in that regard, just to mention, I mentioned it already because we've had a few little glitches this morning. wonderful planet Mercury's in retrograde again, which means that messes up communications and anything mechanical or machinery, equipment, and that kind of stuff. If it's going to break down, it's going to do it during a Mercury retrograde. People forget, and there's delays. Like yesterday, can you believe it? Yesterday, I'm driving to the session I had, and it was in Linwood, and I had to go down 522 and then get on 405 to go up. And I come down 522 and everything's fine. And I come down the big hill off of 522 heading west and coming in towards Woodinville. And as I come around the bend, see all these brake lights and the cars are at a total standstill. So I had to stop behind everybody, and it was, you know, a total backup standstill. And, of course, you couldn't see in front. Nothing showed up on my GPS that there was any kind of issue. It showed that it was clear, and nothing had been said on the traffic reports. Well, fortunately, it you know, I only had to sit there for 10 minutes or so before it kind of got opened up. But I assumed there must have been an accident or something. Well, once it got done, got through, and then the traffic news picked it up. A tree fell across 522, across the whole highway, blocked all lanes. I didn't see any smushed cars, so I think it was fortunate. I think nobody was underneath it when the tree fell, which was good. But no accident, no stall. A tree fell across the road. I mean, that's just really strange. You know, on a Saturday midday. Well, anyway, so trees falling across the road. So, you know, expect, you know, weird delays like this. Linda and I couldn't get the elevator to work in the building this morning. We had to change elevators and punch and go ahead. And then when we pressed down instead of up, then all of a sudden it kicked in and started working. So, you know, be patient. That's what happens in a retrograde. And has anybody else been watching? I went out, but I couldn't stay up late enough. But the Perseid meteor showers are at their peak right now. And have you united enough people to go out? Have you, Dr. Nels, you must have,
you know,
good open
I'm so
skies.
Tired.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, I've been working hard all day.
You can't stay up late enough either to see.
No, I just have to crawl into bed and, yeah.
But I would imagine you've got a, you know, because you're out in the middle of nowhere, right? So you don't have a lot of street, you know, city lights and all of that. If you were able to look up, you'd probably get really good.
The sky is it's really dark around here. And so, we can see if there's not a moon, you know, that's lighting everything up. The stars really show up well. And yeah, I take the dogs out at 9 o'clock, and here that's when it's just starting to get dark. And actually it's all nowadays, it is dark at 9 o'clock. And so anyway,
I go out with them for
15 minutes and then back in the house.
Well, that's too early, but just for anybody else that cares, I think I heard last night and tonight are the peak of the, and so I don't have to get up near as early tomorrow. I may, if I remember, I'm going to try to go out. I went out a little bit last night, and I saw a couple of really, you know, quick shoot-bys, nothing spectacular, and then I just said, no, I can't do this. I have to go to bed. All righty.
Well, so, unfortunately for us, it looks like it's probably going to be a bit of an obstructed view of the sky, especially if it's like it is this morning.
And oh, that's right. We could be cloudy.
It says mostly cloudy skies tonight and partly sunny skies tomorrow morning. So, I mean, I think there'll be a few breaks here and there where you can see some, you know, night sky between the clouds, but not much of it.
All right, and then let's just touch base. I mean, Nathan, I assume that you're continuing on your fix up your condo before you move in. Have you gotten to the floors yet, or how?
Almost there. The bathroom gets painted today, and after that, once we get everything all just kind of picked up and cleaned up, then we'll just start putting in a new carpeting. I went into Home Depot and got some carpeting squares so I could just put them down and see which ones work the best, and I'll have my decision, and maybe in the next couple of weeks or so, start calling carpet people.
All right. So their progress is happening. And you said you told us that you'd been to the Mariners game this week, and
the one on Friday.
And apparently was did they win, by the way?
They won 6-0.
The Mets. That's right, because I remember I saw the highlights of that. And the fireworks were really good, and you had a little video that Mary Poppins apparently paid a visit.
Yeah, that was one of the best fireworks shows it is the best fireworks show I've seen at Mariners games. And I've been to, you know, some Star Wars night themed ones, but this one, it was just so fun and friendly to everyone, and the music was great. Everybody was really into it. They were doing kind of old-time movie hit sing-alongs, with the exception of Frozen's Let It Go. They threw that in there, but they did songs like Under the Sea and Hakuna Matata and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And what was fun about that one is it's something I've never seen before at a Mariners fireworks show, is when they were in the middle of that portion of the song, they kept the fireworks going, but somebody pointed out, look at around the pitcher's mound area. Well, they shone a spotlight onto that area, and there was a lady dressed up in a Mary Poppins outfit dancing with an umbrella during the song. And that was just so cool and fun.
They didn't have her a harness so that she flew off.
No.
Too bad.
Well, they had fireworks going off, so I don't think they wanted to risk that. Otherwise, I bet they would have.
All right. Well, and speaking of the best ever, any of you guys into the Olympics?
No.
I've been watching a few.
Watched a little bit, but not like
I'm more of a
night.
Winter Olympics guy myself.
Oh, okay.
I listen on the radio to the results, but I haven't been watching.
Okay, well, I've caught it here there, and I don't know why, but for some reason I was able to watch the opening ceremonies and all of that, and now I've done that before, but I can remember like last Olympics, trying to watch the opening ceremonies, and I can be ADHD and you know and have trouble, and I just couldn't do it. You know, I had to force myself to try. But this year, I really think this Olympics, from now, I didn't watch it all start to finish, but I watched what I could and I watched the opening ceremonies. I didn't even think about switching channels and stuff. I think it's the best coverage they've ever done. And I don't know if you haven't been watching it, but Snoop Dogg has just, boy, he is so good. And so funny and so into it, you know, so all kinds of Snoop Dogg antics and stuff, but it always had something to do with the Olympics, and he dressed up and as an equestrian. He was hysterical. Anyway, I just thought the coverage was really, really good, and the way that they did it, and interspersed with more entertainment and stories and all of that. You know, and they just did it a little different in Paris than they've done it before. And anyway, I think it was super. I think it was the best Olympics ever in terms of being able to watch it and stay and be entertained and all of that. So, okay. All right. Well, I guess we are good and caught up. We're going to be a little late on commercials. Let's go ahead and officially start the show. Then we'll take care of our advertisers. Then we'll come back. And, you know, the biggest thing we've got to do besides opening the phone lines and Dr. Nails and Linda doing free remote treatments for you and your animal friends is we get to cover Dr. Nails' monthly newsletter. It just gets better and better. And, boy, he's got some good stuff for us this year. So we'll talk about that first, and then we'll open phone lines and all that. All right. So if you haven't been here when we officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. And I do that by starting with a couple of St. Francis prayers. Yeah, because it's Sunday and I can. So I do. And anyway, honoring the saint that's been guiding my work for so long. And we do a little prayer for the animal, our animal friends, and one for us human animals. And then we got a whole slew of affirmations we do. And participating with me on this part of the show is optional. So you can opt in or you can opt out. It's not like dancing and sending love around the planet when we pull out, you know, haul out the love train. Dancing is required. But prayer and affirmations, you get to decide. So your choice. All right, so here we go. I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. There's our prayers. Now, we have a pile of affirmations, all of them contributed by some member of our Animal World family here, and they're chosen because of their life-changing properties and have been extremely powerful for me and us, and that's why we share them. This first one was an assignment given to me years ago by my spiritual one of my spiritual teachers, and was, you know, do this once a day for a week and see what happens. And boy, it changed my life. Been doing it ever since. So I share it with you. I say each one of these affirmations out loud 3 times. And like I said, you can say them with me out loud, silently, not at all. Totally up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number 1. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2. Well, this one actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And when you call in today, if she works on one of you human animals, you will see that she usually gives you an affirmation when she's done to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from, and it was so powerful, and I heard from so many of you, and I started doing it, and it shifted the energy in my life, too. So, again, I continue to do it, and I know a lot of you do, too. So here's affirmation number 2, gift from Linda. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew, I love that one. And you know, you can adjust that when you say that. When you say my abundant life, you can imagine what is abundance to you at the time you're saying the affirmation. Okay? So you might be imagining yourself putting money in the bank account. You might be imagining, you know, flowers all over the place, or, you know, happiness or joy. Whatever you're feeling is abundant, but imagine that. All righty. Now, the next affirmation. This comes from my the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. And it's the one I like to use, before I go out in the world. And I do this for my animals, too, just to keep us in good balance and health. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right. Now, the next affirmation actually comes from next week's guest, Natasha Venter, our intuitive clarifications gal. And this is the one that we use to keep ourselves in balance and alignment with the crazy energies going on. So here we go 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then what concludes our affirmation process is our Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And this is the one, and boy, so needed right now. We're going to send God's light and love all over our country, all over the world. You know, we got, you know, Ukraine, we got the Middle East, you know, anywhere there's war, turmoil, that's where we want to send this, the positive love and light. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All right, now we wrap up this whole process with Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite affirmation. And the way we do that is you cross your hands over your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All right, did y'all feel better? Woohoo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Stay right where you are. And then the phone lines are officially open, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We got phone calls. We'll go there. If we don't, we're going to Dr. Nell's. I think Nathan is indicating that we have phone calls already. So, Dr. Nell's, your newsletter is going to have to wait, but we'll get to it eventually. But phone calls always take priority. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Dr. Nails and Linda Rasmussen are here, and your phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and that, of course, would be my spiritual family. And they've got the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, and right next to it, the big yoga hall and the Linwood community, the new East-West Bookstore in downtown Edmonds and a new retreat out in Lake Stevens. Gosh, the biggest classes of the year coming up in September. And you can check all of the events and classes out on the website, anandawashington.org. And, of course, most everything is hybrid these days. So even service on Sunday mornings, you can do it online. You can do it online via Facebook or anandawashington.org. And anyway, so check it all out. All righty, then. We are just rolling with the second Sunday of the month and best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and any energy code Sunday. Phone calls always take priority. And so, by the way, if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. And I understand we are headed right off the bat. We're going to Oregon.
We
and,
are. That's where I'm headed to later this evening, too.
Yeah,
almost
that's interesting.
To where our caller is calling from today, and Eugene.
Eugene, and we are welcome. George, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Howdy.
Hey, George.
Howdy.
Hi. What can we help you with?
Well, my cat just got over a urinary tract infection, and it really set me back a lot of money, and I want to make sure that it never happens again. And her name is Blackie. She's about 6 years old. I adopted her as a feral cat, but she's been with me for about 5 years.
Well, how wonderful. She's a female, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so... fortunately, you know, females, when they get urinary tract infections, it's not as serious or life-threatening as it can be with a male cat. So, you know, I mean, that's the good news. Male cats, especially when they have urinary tract infections, they can get some crystals or stuff in their bladder, and that can get stuck in the urethra of a male cat, but not in a female. So that's the good news. I'm assuming, since you said it cost you a lot of money, that you, your vet has talked to you about what they would recommend you do to prevent this from happening?
Actually not. My vet wouldn't take the case because she said it needed emergency treatment. Hmm. So I took her to the veterinary hospital. And there they kind of gave me her first diagnosis under triage.
Oh, you mean was, the emergency? You went to, like, the emergency?
She had urine in her bladder and everything was cool.
Okay.
They didn't believe me when I told her she stopped up. She cannot go. And later on, after they did a ultrasound, they found out that the walls of her bladder is swollen up. And they were about an inch to an inch and a half wide, and their bladder was completely empty, and they were totally wrong, and so they had to jump her forward again after waiting for 3 hours and try to get fluids in her because she had no fluids to, you know, go through her kidneys and be processed to fill her bladder. It was pretty serious infection. I mean, I didn't know. Looking at the ultrasounds, it scared me half to death. I thought, I didn't know that cell walls could thicken up like that.
Wow. Okay. So, but that was at, like, the emergency hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And so you didn't go back to your regular vet for a follow-up?
No. I mean, they said give her this medication for the next 8 to 10 days and then follow up with my vet after that.
Okay.
Thinking is, I don't know if I'm going to keep this vet after they declined my call.
Right, when you had the emergency.
And they kind of said, no thanks, go here.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, unfortunately, the state of veterinary medicine in this country is not in good shape right now. I can really only speak directly about it here up in our area, but it's very difficult to find a new vet. Vets, their hours are less. They can't keep the staffing. They can't find the vets to hire. My vet is only open 4 days a week now, Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, because she can't get the staffing and can't get another vet. So,
wow.
Yeah, so, and that's kind of going around the country. So at this point, you know, it's pretty messed up, so you kind of have to be patient and realize these things and Sometimes, you know, give your vet a break if they can't see you. And with the, you know, back in the day when I worked in veterinary medicine decades and decades ago, there were no emergency clinics. So
yeah.
My story was, you guys probably don't know this, that I'm talking to my family around here. I worked at Madison Park Veterinary Hospital and Broadway Veterinary Hospital anyway, and I lived a block away. And so I was the emergency vet. So when someone like Eugene or George would have a problem in the middle of the night, guess who took the call and had to walk over to the vet in the middle of the night? That was me. Martha was the emergency vet. Boy, I learned so much. But at any rate, George, those days are over. Because most vets these days, if they may be too busy to deal with something, but often with a case like your Blackie, they'll send you on to the emergency because they know it's going to be longer term and they're not going to be there to deal with the cat. So they send you to emergency because the emergency will be able to handle it. So I don't know what happened with your vet, but don't be too quick to
follow up with my regular vet.
Yeah, don't be too quick to dump them because it can be really hard to get accepted by a new vet these days.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I'm going into all of this because I got to say ahead of time, me, Dr. Nels, Linda, we're not veterinarians, and Dr. Nels doesn't treat or diagnose. But I can tell, Dr. Nels, it looks like you got an immediate connection with Blackie, and there was stuff for you to work on, right?
Yes. Yes. She's definitely out of balance, energetically speaking. And so that's what I work on, is just restoring balance.
Uh-huh.
And that's a big deal. Energetically, it's a big deal. Also, you know, nutritionally, it can be a big deal. I had an older cat, and we put him on some a supplement that's good for his bladder, and he's been fantastic ever since. So
do you know what the supplement is?
I keep him tuned up as well. Yeah, the supplement's called Bark and Whiskers Bladder Support.
Ah, and where do you get that?
I get it on Chewy, and it's Chewy. A Dr. Mercola product, but it's available on Chewy.
Are you hearing that, George?
Yes, I am.
So Chewy.com, say what is the supplement you've been using, Dr. Nels? Say it again.
It's called Bladder Support, and the brand name they give it is Bark and Whiskers, because apparently it's good for both cats and dogs.
And what is it,
and
a powder, a tablet? How do you give it?
Yeah, it's a powder. And as far as I can tell, the active ingredient is cranberry.
Right, okay.
Cranberry
good,
powder.
Good.
And it's got a few other things as well.
Okay.
And yeah, it goes into the food really easy.
All right, so George, at least we know from Dr. Nels that supplement has helped his cat a lot. And the really good news is that there was something, you know, for Dr. Nels to work on, and so he's gotten Blocky back in balance. Calling in every month or working with Dr. Nels can be great help for any issues. But there's a lot of help available, and the fact that the ultrasound was so concerning with your kitty, definitely follow the course of medication and do get back in with your regular vet, because diet is very important in urinary tract health and all of that.
Okay.
And so you may have to look at what you're feeding and that sort of thing. We know that you're going to start the cranberry supplement, you know, that Dr. Nels is using. And then you're going to just have to probably follow up with a urinalysis to make sure that everything is okay now.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So Nels, you've completed the work on Blackie?
Yep. She was way out of balance. I did a lot of connections on the right side of her body and found only two on the left side. So there was definitely a lot of energetic.
All right. So now, George,
I don't know why.
Well, now that Nels has gotten Blackie back in balance, then we usually have Linda do a little session for you, George. Often we get, you know, our emotions get hooked up with our animal friends, and so we can use some balancing, too. Would you like a little session with Linda?
Sure, go ahead.
All righty. So, Linda, you're in charge. George is all yours.
Oh, hello, George. I'm glad your cat is doing better. I have a cat, and we've had many cats, and Those are tough times. So, all right, I'm going to have you think about blue sky, just relaxing and breathing normally. And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on Blackie, just how you feel about her.
Thinking about Blackie.
And then setting Blackie outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of accurate, the feeling of being accurate. And the number two, so your mind is just thinking accurate, two. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead, just rolling your eyes up and to the right. And I'm going to have you just exhale. Hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Let the breath come back in as soon as you need it, and just keep repeating exhaling and holding your breath out.
Hey, George, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right. Take a deep breath, exhale it all out, and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, replacing that breath and releasing it anytime you need to, thinking accurate. Two.
Okay, George, go ahead and breathe normally and open your eyes and just gently tip your head forward and look down toward, toward the earth, and then let your head rise back up to a comfortable position and think about Blackie. And, and that is complete. And wonderful. I'm going to find a little affirmation for you. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate.
For the feeling of accurate.
That affirmation will be helpful to sustain the balance that you have right now. And it will just help you feel more calm and centered and grounded.
And how do you want him to use it for?
Well, it's really good if you can think or say out loud this affirmation three times in a row, multiple times today, tomorrow, and the next day. These are the times that are most potent.
Wonderful.
To really take that energy in.
All right. That all makes sense to you, George?
It sure does.
All righty. Well, anything else we can help you with? Are you good?
Nope. You got it.
All right. So now I understand. I think you're a first-time caller because we don't recognize you. How did you find Animal World? Have you been listening for a while?
I was referred by a friend of mine.
Wonderful.
Up in Seattle.
Wonderful. Will you please thank your friend for us? And we hope you will continue to join us.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Now, we are... can get close to back on schedule again, but how are we doing? Do we have anybody on the line waiting, or are we?
Yeah, it looks like we got two people waiting for us.
All right, then we better get cracking here, and no fooling around, Martha. All right, all right, and we are going to take care of our advertisers. Remember, it's the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Back to phone calls. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune in to our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hello, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, and so if you would like his help with your animal friends, I mean, he works mostly on animals, but does humans too. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, as I said, and you can take advantage of that by going to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and click on the contact link. Tell him you want to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call. And we're going to hear more from Dr. Nils about his monthly newsletter, and he's got some updates to share with us and that sort of thing. And I've got to thinking we got to check in with Stacy and the Frenchie situation. We haven't done that for a while, but we will continue with our phone calls. But I just want to let you know, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then our premier sound healer of the Pacific Northwest, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center, is open for business and would love to see you. She could use some new clients, and she's fixed up a lot of what she's been working with. She's teaching a three-day class over this weekend, so she does teach acutonics and that sort of thing if you're interested. But you can also work with her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline, which is wonderful. Linda and I both go and love being in the gong room with the gongs. And boy, she got a new gong, the Hygieia gong. Boy, what powerful is that? But she can also work with you remotely. So check her out. Whispering-Dragon.com is the website, Whispering-Dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty, we are ready then to head back to the phone. So to whom are we speaking, Nathan?
We have Roberta giving us a call in Montana. So instead of going south, we're going east this time. Welcome to the show, Roberta. You're live with Martha, Nels, and Linda on Animal World.
Hey, Roberta.
Good morning, everybody.
Sounds like you're back home. Weren't you in Oregon last month?
Oh, I was traveling home.
Yeah,
you were in Oregon, but I was traveling. I was on my way home, and I stopped to talk to you guys.
Right, right. But that was down from Oregon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was there for an event.
Yeah. So I thought so. So all right, things are working. So you made it home okay. What is on your list, or what do you need today?
Well, so I read Dr. Nels' newsletter, and so I have a quick question regarding the membership. Can I buy one for a friend of mine?
Oh.
And then I'm also want to bring his dog in. I want to bring up his dog because he told me, and I've dog sat her for when he was in the hospital. He got injured and was in the hospital, so I dog sat her. So she knows me.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Chick, but I wanted to ask about her. I don't know how much he can tell me when it's not my dog.
First of all, before we do that, Roberta wanted to know, she was talking about a membership. Right. So do you want to take the time, explain what that's about, Dr. Nails?
Right. So in order for people to work with me, I do need to have them join my private membership association, and of which Roberta is a member.
Yep.
You can pay for somebody else to get the membership. They would still need to sign the membership form. I would need to, to have them fill out the information, or for that matter, I guess you could for them. But at some point, there's a button that needs to be clicked for signing the thing. And they need to be able to say, I signed to that. So that's important. And then it's $10 for the membership.
Yeah, so it's not expensive.
And that's a one-time fee.
But you could work it out. So it sounds like, Roberta, you could pay for your friend, to join the groups, but you might have to arrange for
him to sign.
And
then as far as working on Chick goes, you obviously know Chick well, and so long as we have permission from the owner, this is not something we do behind people's backs, So if you have permission, then that's fine. Then we can go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll bring that up another time then. I'll get him, I'll probably get him to call in. It was just, she travels with him all the time, and it's just, he mentioned last time I saw him when I was in Oregon that she doesn't settle down in the truck like she used to. So I thought she probably needed a reset. So, but yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
How old a dog is Chick?
And
what kind of dog?
Well, she kind of looks like a cross between a border collie and a, I don't want to say a pit bull, but like a, well, I don't know. She's a
border collie something.
I can't remember.
Okay. And yeah. How old, how old she is?
She's 7 or 8.
Okay.
That's
kind of middle age. I was thinking if she might be older when you said she couldn't settle in the truck, that maybe she's getting a little arthritic or something, and then I could, recommend, connect and supplement. But, 5, 6, that's not all that old. You determined you haven't actually asked the owner if you could call in and get a session for her.
But the
dog and feel comfortable with the dog.
Oh, yeah. If Natasha was there and she was communicating with Chick would recognize me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
I get it. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we need and like to have permission from, whatever's going on, just to respect people's, Yeah, okay. All right, how about you? Do you need a session with Linda while we got you on the line?
I would love one, and then also I just want to throw out there, I'm still waiting for that incoming furry friend.
So we're still looking for a dog, or waiting for a dog to show up.
Yeah, I met a couple of them a couple of weeks ago, and the second one definitely wasn't it. The first one got, adopted. So I'm just, but I'm not rushing it. I'm just, I got plenty
to do. While we're here, my mom was out walking Abby and ran into a friend who adopted a dog from somewhere, but it ended up having a litter of 14 puppies, which she's trying to get rid of.
Holy moly.
So,
kind of dog?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I would have to text and find out what kind of dog. Probably a mixed breed or something like that. But
well, we're really picky about what Roberta's going to get.
Yeah,
it has to be the right dog for her. But you never know. Now, Roberta, how do you? I can't remember, but I'm not so sure that you want to raise a puppy. Are you looking for?
No, I don't.
Right, you want a little older model.
Yeah, slightly older.
Yeah,
So
a puppy's not on Roberta's list.
Okay, but I can still find that information, and maybe we can give it out later in the show for other people that might want a puppy.
Exactly. We can definitely share the information, but not for Roberta.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so before we run out of time here, let's turn Roberta over to Linda for her session. So, Linda, you're in charge.
Hi, Roberta. Good to hear your voice.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
Doing good. So I'm going to have you focus on whatever is most important to you right now. So just bring that into your thoughts, whatever is most important to you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of good. And the number three, your eyes are closed, looking up at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to ask you to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can.
All right, Roberta, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the left. Exhale all your air out. Hold it out as long as you comfortably can, and replacing and releasing whenever you need to. Thinking good, three. Good, three. Good, three.
Perfect, Roberta. Go ahead and breathe normally and with your eyes open. Just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, raising your head up. And thinking about that thing, that important thing you were thinking about. And that is complete. And your affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of good.
Embrace the feeling of good. All right, Roberta.
Okay.
So we'll think good thoughts that, that, you know, whatever dog is meant to be will cross your path soon.
Okay. Well, thank
and
you.
Don't
thank
hesitate
you
to call in next week so we can have Natasha look at the energy and see if it's getting closer.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, and I will do that because it, timing is, I know it's timing. So
yep. All right. Well, so we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay.
That's
thanks
it.
So much.
All right.
All of you.
God bless. Bye bye. You know what? I forgot to mention it again today, but those of you listening, whenever Linda's working with a human animal, we can also get a surrogate healing. And so what you do is you just follow Linda's instructions, but imagine the answers for you, not the, not whoever she's talking to, and then just follow along. And voila, it's amazing how energetically it works, and you can get a surrogate healing yourself. And golly, looks like we are out of time for the first hour. It's time to fire up the love train. And have we got callers waiting?
Well, we were completely full when Roberta was hanging up. So we got right now two, but I expect maybe the third one will be calling back here.
All right. So the rest, so you all can hold on. And of course, the love train will play in your ear so you can get up and dance with us. This is our exercise part of the show where we get up, get our juices flowing and all that sort of stuff, but also gives us a chance to send love all over the country, all over the world. We need it all over the country. And then we need it all over the world and all the warring areas. So in the parts of the song when they're talking about sending energy, you know where to send. Dancing is required. Okay, you don't get to opt out. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer just to get us some extra good jujus and all that good stuff. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with more phone calls after the love train, straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.